On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
What happened?
Something I read on the internet. On your
thing. Oh, your thing. Thank you.
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. Who am I talking to, do you think? It's Tori. It's
yay,
Tori Weekend.
Oh, yeah. Still,
that sounds like a zombie movie.
It should be, because, you know, it's zombie week, people. Stay away from me.
Stay away. That's why radio is good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be bad otherwise. But also, a little more entertaining, perhaps. I'm sorry to get entertainment out of your
my bad week?
Yes.
I do have a good week once in a while. It's kind of boring.
Week. It's a whole week?
Yeah, it's boring. Oh, that's when the show is kind of like, okay. These are the better ones.
All right, so strap yourself in, kids. It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, I read on your page there, you had a song, and I misread who did it. I was off by one letter, but it's in a very important letter.
Okay.
You have a Badfinger song?
Yes.
I read Bedfinger.
Okay.
I cracked myself up there, obviously.
That's very good. I don't even know what a Bedfinger would be, though.
I'm just like, my imagination is like, uh-oh, something wrong. But, you know, I'm like, that can't be right. What has Ron got there? Oh, never mind.
Spelled it wrong, too. That's also a possibility.
Yeah. Your compound words.
I find that when I do that automatic texting stuff and email stuff, that when it auto-corrects, it auto-corrects it wrong.
Oh, I turn that off. I can't have that. I
will
freak out. Oh, yeah. That really annoyed me.
I find it helpful sometimes.
It's funny sometimes.
I just wish I could just employ it when I wanted it and not when I don't.
Oh, I don't. I turned it off. There's a way to turn that off, you know.
I'm sure there's a way to do everything.
Well, you'd think so.
Well, in my life.
There's not a way to elect a president. I mean, there used to be.
There used to be a way. Oh, my God. And I don't want to talk about this.
I know you don't, because I cover that usually in my show.
Good.
But
good.
I did last week anyway.
Well, the newest stuff is that, I warned everybody. I warned them. So when this all goes to hell.
I can't wait to point fingers.
Oh.
I'm going to get right up in people's grill.
Oh, no kidding, man.
Oh, man,
I'm getting
no
manicure.
Kidding.
I'm getting a manicure, because I'm going to be using these babies
time. I'm almost glad Hillary didn't win in that way, because then they would have been all over me. You're a criminal. You hit emails, Benghazi. You can now shut up.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
Yeah.
So not only are they considering Rudy Giuliani, which is, he's even the crazier one, for Secretary of State, which is immediate nuclear annihilation. but Sarah Palin now, the other crazy one, for Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Wow.
If I were a veteran, I'd be pissed right now, because have a crazy person representing me, a person who can't even finish a sentence without going ballistic about something that has nothing to do with the sentence.
No, well, he's getting people in that are loyal to him. He doesn't care so much about
exactly
experience.
What it is.
If they owe him, or he owes them, here, I'll get you in my cabinet.
This is the business thing where if you help me out, I owe you. And when I need you, you owe me. That's all business.
It is.
And that sucks, because when you give the favors, you're getting bad people who you just favors. You have no idea who they are.
Sure.
He's considering Mitt Romney for Secretary of State, which I think would be okay, because he'd make a good secretary.
There's a lot of ass-kissing going on there, because they were bad-mouthing
total
each
ass-kissing.
Other. It was really hilarious.
Total ass-kissing.
And now they have to just pretend that never happened. When it was all over the internet, you can see clips of the...
Well, technically, Tori... Ooh, I like that for name of a show.
Technically,
Tori.
Technically, it is Tori. Or it's a Stepford wife.
All right.
There might have been a pod. I'm not sure.
But
I'm not human.
Technically, that's what you're supposed to do, because I know that Hillary and Vermont boy.
Bernie?
Yes.
You talking about my Bernie?
Yes. Okay. They were saying nasty stuff about each other at a point.
Right.
Respectably nasty.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as bad as the Republicans got.
But when they said they're not qualified, that's kind of stuff. And then it was like, that totally went away. So I kind of get it. You're supposed
it's a game.
It is. Right. It's a total game.
You know, my dad said it's theater. It's all theater.
That is actually the word game is actually very, very accurate. It's exactly what it is. You can't win if you don't play the game.
No.
And I believe that that Romney said at one point that I can't change things unless I'm in the game to change them.
That's a good expression. I've heard
so,
that.
Which I kind of like, you know, if Romney says, no, you know, I know how to do this stuff. I don't agree with the Trumpy, but I'm not going to say that. But when I get out there, I can change things because I've got the job.
Yeah. And he's, by the way, he's government. And these other people are business people, and they don't always translate. People forget that. One is different than the other.
Absolutely different. But so, that's what America wants. See, America didn't want government.
No.
America didn't want government
didn't want
anymore.
No, they didn't want
Now, a
want
couple
that.
Of days ago, Trump, what's his name? I don't even know his name. Trump,
Dump.
Whatever his name is. And by the way, he's not my president. I just want to say that.
He better get used
he's
to
not,
these.
He's not mine. I'm sorry,
ridiculing.
You're not mine. Anyway, yes, he out of the clear blue, he said, if you burn the American flag,
I heard that.
Then you're going to be fined and jailed.
Right.
And that scared me a bit, Taddy. Not that I think people should go out burning things.
That's Soviet Russia. I'm sorry. Are we
that
it now?
It is. It is. I mean, that's the bad part of freedom of speech where, you can burn a flag. That does offend people.
Right.
And you shouldn't go out offending people. And you should control yourself more than to burn something that means something to other people. I get
that. They burn Korans over here.
Of course. But part of freedom is a blanket thing. And if you're pissed, then you can show your piss. And you can't go out hitting someone over the head, but lighting something on fire, I guess, is okay, unless it's a store during some type of a problem.
And then they throw you in the gulag.
Yeah. It's not so much burning the flag. It's that to make a statement that if you don't respect the symbol of this country, you will be punished.
Yeah.
That's scary shit to me.
Of course. I feel like burning one right in his face now.
Oh, my God, Tori, stop.
And I have one to do. It's kind of ripped anyway. Yeah. But I don't know. There's some protocol when your flag is damaged that you're supposed to do with it. You can't, like, throw it away.
No.
You have to do... I forget what it is. I should look that up someday.
I think you have to kiss a goat.
Probably. I think that's in Haiti.
But that's what I'm confusing it with.
Yeah, that's how you get married. You jump over a chicken and then you're married. So you be careful when you're in other countries.
I should be married a number of times then.
Do you have chickens?
I'm constantly jumping over chickens.
They're around.
I get them at Stop and Shop.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
That's what I had for Thanksgiving. I had chicken. Wasn't that lousy?
No. Well,
I like turkey. I want it once a year. I got stupid chicken.
Well, how'd this happen?
That's what we eat. Nobody likes turkey.
That's what we eat.
I mean...
It's what we eat in my country.
That's what I do. That's all I do.
That's what we eat. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I didn't buy the dinner. Damn it.
Yeah, you should have bought the dinner. I think it was probably cheaper than the chicken at that point.
You know, everything else was fine. The veggies, the stuffing. But then we got these stupid Stop and Shop rotisserie chicken. They could get it any day of the week.
Yeah, you really can.
Mother's like, it's a big turkey. I don't want to cook a big turkey. I mean, she doesn't talk like that, obviously.
But yeah, her voice is a lot lower.
Deep. She's like, got this. She's going through the transition. Bruce Jenner.
Anyway, it doesn't make any difference. But you do like turkey, huh?
I do.
So next time, tell them instead of picking up a chicken, pick up the turkey.
I don't
you got listen. You got Christmas coming up. That's a turkey-ish kind of thing.
Okay, so we don't want too much turkey.
You can make up for it during the Christmas. Just
tell
them, look, you know, this time, hey, no chickens.
I got to get invited somewhere. People are feeling all benevolent during the holidays. That's why you see more panhandlers and Salvation Army dingling bells.
Yeah.
So I could be like, I don't have any place to go.
Well, you have a place to go. Your parents should have turkey.
I'll mention it.
Yeah. Well,
speaking to my parents, hey, I brought visual aids for the radio.
Perfect, Tori.
But you know, we can talk about it because it's still a good topic.
Okay, it can be described, I suppose.
Oh, this is, you'll love this one. This is my dad, who was mayor of Brockton, getting the very first Massachusetts lottery winning ticket.
Let me hold this up to the microphone.
It was April 1972. Look it up. Faneuil Hall.
Wow.
So because he was the mayor at the time, they took a picture and put it in the paper.
Was he allowed to win if he's the mayor?
He's just a person. You know how much he won? $25.
No. Okay.
Isn't that awesome, though?
Okay.
Because that was the very first drawing.
That's pretty stupid.
And his schoolmate created the lottery. I wrote his name down.
His schoolmate created the lottery.
Yeah, his name is Tommy O'Hare.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the biggest headstone at Melrose Cemetery, my dad said.
That's great. Because of the lottery?
I don't know.
He probably won it.
That would be crooked.
It would be crooked.
But he knows what, and he said that was America's biggest lottery. It may still be per capita. But back then, it definitely...
$25 prize was the biggest?
No, but I mean the lottery itself, the mass lottery.
Oh, the mass lottery is, I think, the largest in the country.
Right,
and
still
they actually are proud of this.
Right. Well, my dad was part of the first drawing. That's awesome.
You should hold them up at the Easton thing.
Easton Cable.
I don't know if it's that effective here.
Probably not. And these are all pictures that I was going to bring and show you.
Let me just explain before we go any further. Tory's father was the mayor of the city of Brockton, Massachusetts, way back.
Back in the 70s.
Yeah. Well, it's not that
Nixon
way.
Era.
Yeah, I don't know how, it depends on how way it would be
right.
to somebody.
Sure.
But yes, and he was very esteemed and prodigious. And
yep, he went to openings of...
Prodigious. The hell is that word?
That's a good word for prodigious. You. I'm impressed. Wow, prodigious. Look at you go. Oh. Grab my thesaurus.
Wow.
This is the Little Peach ribbon cutting in 1972, and I showed it to my dad last night. I found all his old pictures,
look
and he said, I don't even know where that Little Peach was. No, he went to all the openings, yeah. Ron, of all the places in Brockton that had openings.
Well, that's
he
what a mayor
there.
Does. That's what a mayor
he,
does.
Do they? Yes.
Now, the Little Peach, by the way, is a convenience store for those of you that don't live in the South.
It used to be.
It used to be. That's right. There are no more Little
I
Peaches.
I think it's Tedeschi's or Christie Compact or...
Well, I don't know.
Something. 7-Eleven. It got both. Taken over. He doesn't remember this one. It looks like some sort of Hispanic market in Brockton, maybe.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
No, he doesn't either, and he was there.
I'm sure there is one, but I don't know. So what he did was he went around and cut ribbons.
This is the last one, and this is on East Ashland Street.
They're digging a grave.
You'd think so, but they're breaking ground.
Oh, they have shovels in their hands,
they're breaking
ground, and you don't know for what, though.
I do. It's got a letter with it. You know those condos or the apartments down on East Ashland Street, way over down near Abington in Brockton?
I see.
That's before they even built. 1975 they were built, but that's 72 when they broke ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all he did was pick up shovels and cut ribbons.
And built two schools.
Built two schools with his own two hands, may I say.
He delegated.
Right.
He did a Trump thing.
Pick up that shovel when you're finished.
Build a couple schools. We need
when
schools in
Brockton. When you're finished shoveling the opening of the groundbreaking, use those shovels and build a school.
Free lunches, and he did all kinds of
That's
good
wonderful.
Stuff. He was a good guy.
Yeah, of course
he's one of the
he was good, a good
guys.
Guy.
He's still alive.
He has a great, of course, he has a great reputation, and it's wonderful.
He's wicked smart. You know what he said about the election?
What?
He said the know-nothings beat out the know-it-alls.
Accurate.
You like that?
Unfortunately accurate.
Isn't that cool? And they got 3-0. Yeah. They got the presidency, the House, the Senate.
I know.
3-0.
That's what shocked everybody's pants off. I mean, that it was a clean, how did this guy pull this off?
They wanted the know-it-alls,
too. How did
too.
He do that?
I don't know.
I tell you how.
It's fake news and stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
It was the art of persuasion.
Yeah.
The art of manipulation.
Sure. He's a carnival barker.
He is. And sooner or later, these fingers will be wagging.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Serve up that humble pie.
Yeah. I just hope that the cost of that isn't too great. That's my
only
concern.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. Sometimes it takes a big cost to teach a big lesson.
Here's something funny. And not that wasn't funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
My dad again. This is, all right, I see him watching TV the other night. He's watching television. He does that incessantly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he's watching this show, and it's the Mark Wahlberg movie, The Shooter, which I really like that movie. Danny Glover is the bad guy. Mm-hmm. But the point is, he's sitting in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, I look over, and he's watching, and the woman is saying, he reaches down and puts the gun in his hand. And I'm thinking, is this like a Discovery Channel thing where they're doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And I notice on the TV something's missing. My dad is hard of hearing.
Yes.
So he has closed captions always.
Right.
But they're not there. And I'm hearing narration. Lo and behold, he has it backwards. It's television for blind people. I didn't know they had
God.
That.
Oh, my God.
They have a setting for visually impaired people. And they narrate every stupid scene.
Okay. Now I don't quite understand why.
Because you can't see, you're listening to it.
So it's like audiobooks.
Yeah, but it's for television, so I can watch television someday when I'm blind. Nice.
Well, this is confusing the hell out of me because there's no point in going the television route if you're blind, I'm thinking. But if you use it as like the TV would become an audible book kind of thing, then I may get it.
I was shocked. My daughter didn't know it either. We were all learning something new. My dad, we're all like, wow, you can this visually impaired television, not just audio impaired.
But he still can't hear it.
He had it really loud.
Okay.
But I fixed it for him too. I said, Dad, you're killing me here. What are you doing? You've got this backwards.
So a hearing impaired person need only turn up the volume loud. And this is why I won't move into an over 55 community, because that's what
you're
they
gonna
do.
You're going to be blown out.
I cannot do that.
You can't
do that.
Get your earplugs now, Ron.
I cannot do that. I'm not doing it.
Don't do it. But that's, you know, no,
I'm living, a PSA. I'm living in no place with a common wall. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Common ceiling, too. Man.
I had that when I lived in New York City. I lived in an apartment, which was kind of, I guess, a cheap apartment.
I've done
and
it.
The walls were so paper thin between my apartment and the next one that you could almost see a silhouette if the light was on.
Oh, Jesus.
I think. But there was a cop living next door, and his living room abutted my living room. And I could hear every single word of the conversation. Now, granted, he probably, because he was a cop, maybe, he right. talked a little louder than most.
Sure.
But I heard every single word so clearly. And I vowed at that point, if I ever move out of that apartment, I will never do this again.
No, I could hear sneezing. I could hear things that were loud, you know, all of a sudden. That's disturbing.
It is disturbing. It's just, it's...
What are they hearing me doing then? If I can hear them, what are they listening to? That's what I always think. I did have someone bang on a wall once. Hey, quiet down in there. I swear it was awful.
What were you doing?
Oh, it was many years ago when Tori was frisky. Tori's very tame now. Tori doesn't do anything. Tori stays in the house. I talk in third person now.
Apparently, when you talk about Tori. what were you doing? Were you jumping a chicken?
Sure. Speaking of third person, does Kanye do that? Does you know what? I decided we can't make fun of Kanye anymore. Kanye West.
I never did because it wasn't worth it.
But you know the reasoning?
Why?
It's sad. He's mentally ill.
Sure.
I didn't realize it was that severe. I thought he was just full of himself.
Right.
Very grandiose.
Right. That's how it looks. That's how it appears to the common person.
It does. But now he's in a hospital, and I hear about things he's done, and it reminds me of my son.
Why is he in the hospital?
He had a breakdown. It's a mental hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because he's married to Kim Kardashian?
No, she was like, she'd always talk him off the ledge, apparently. She's what? Like his rock.
Oh, my
God.
And what's with these Kardashians choosing these strange people?
Yeah, I don't follow that, but I did was interested in this a little bit because of his mental illness and my son. And I'm thinking, I wouldn't want anyone making fun of my son. And I don't.
Well, if it's that serious,
yeah, then that's something else. If he's just a jerk, okay. But if he's really ill, that's... That's something we shouldn't mock.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, but he should be fixed.
Yeah, it's hard. You need medication, and it takes a while. And you can be talented and write songs and everything and still have mental illness.
Sure, you can do anything and have mental. You could even be a president and have mental illness.
You could do podcasts and that's right, presidencies. Illness, right?
That's kind of the ultimate job, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't go through my interview process properly.
No.
I don't understand the Kardashians there with Kim and Khloe and Blowy and what the other ones.
I don't know. I just know it has something to do with OJ way back. There was like a lawyer that was.
Oh, yes. There was Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
He was.
That's why I knew the name originally.
Yes.
Okay. That's why I first heard that name Kardashian was back in the OJ trial in 1995.
Yes.
Six.
But I don't know how these little bastards became so famous for doing absolutely nothing. I don't know the backstory to that.
It's the same thing. It's like money. Once you have a lot of money.
Kardashian didn't really, he wasn't up there with the Hiltons, though. I don't really know where these girls really, well, I guess then they were hardly born.
Hardly born. Were they born or not?
It was a hard birth.
It was halfway. It was one of those half partial birth abortions that never happened.
Well, they're like, they're 30 or something. And this was like probably 30 years ago.
Again, I don't really follow it too close.
They probably were like newborns or something.
I'm sort of turned off by that whole thing. I don't like fame for the sake of fame.
That's what it is. I've been trying to put my fingers, which I'll be using shortly.
Your bed finger?
My bed finger. I've been trying to put my finger on what feeling I had when Trump was elected president that night. I had a feeling. I've been trying to search what it was. It was the OJ trial. When the jury came back and said not guilty, that's what my heart sank like. Oh my God, people have made the horribly wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
He's so obviously guilty, so obviously horrible. That was the same feeling. That's where it came from.
Right, but they had to follow the law, and the jury technically did because it's very complicated. But I think the LA police were on trial. We talked about that. It wasn't really OJ.
Correct, but the feeling.
The feeling. Oh,
was
sure.
Exactly.
It was
and a lot of people say it was like 9/11. No, it wasn't like that. It was like the OJ Simpson trial.
There's no justice.
It was shock.
Dejection.
Oh, shock.
Right, it was. I was shocked because how could you do this?
And it was not only the shock of that jury selection. And by the way, the election is by jury pretty much. We were all the jurors.
Sure.
But it was like, now this guy is walking free, this horrible, horrible person walking free. That's how I feel about Trump. This horrible, horrible person is running this country. That's the same feeling.
Yep.
Thank you, Tori.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
That's you what I'm here
it.
For.
No, you nailed it.
Thank you.
You were a nailer.
I tend to do that. I have, that's my purpose in this world.
Yeah.
I have to stay in this world because things like that will happen every
you
now and then.
You just have to find another purpose too.
I should.
You really should if you have a chance.
I don't have any chance.
Let me talk about something that's fairly serious, but not fairly serious, but it is fairly serious. It's extremely serious.
Uh-oh.
I just want to make a comment, a social comment.
Okay.
And this is very, very tender and very difficult, so please, everybody, follow me. I'm not a bad person.
I can't tell if you're setting up a joke or you're really serious.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people can't because my humor is so dry. No, I'm serious about this. Recently in Brockton, some people are hit by a car.
Again?
I don't know how far back this goes.
Oh, I mean, it's still happening?
Oh, always.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people get hit by cars in Brockton. And sometimes it could be someone texting. It could be somebody who is drunk in the car. Or it could be something somewhere where the pedestrian just darted out and there wasn't time to stop. Mm-hmm. It could be a number of reasons. But I need to say that those of you that cross the street, even in a crosswalk, and the car is still moving, don't step into the crosswalk because they may not stop. They may be drunk. They may be texting. It's their fault that they hit you. But it's also your fault, and I'm sorry because you're probably dead now, but it's your fault for walking into the street when there was a moving vehicle coming in your direction. You can't do that. You can't assume that because you have the law with you that you're not going to be killed.
Right.
And I needed to make that point because everybody is so mad at the driver, and they should be, if the driver is indeed drunk or impaired.
Well, you got to understand something, Ron.
What is that?
Sometimes these people are doing this intentionally for insurance purposes. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Crossing the street?
Absolutely.
Perhaps.
Once in a while. I'm not saying every instance or it happens a lot, but there are cases where someone knows
so
there's a car coming.
Put your life on the line accordingly?
I'm going to have you look up something online sometime. You probably won't, but maybe someone listening will.
I'm sure there are people that do it. I understand what you're saying.
Well, in other countries, there's dash cams, okay?
Right, yes.
So you see, that's why they have the dash cams in some countries, because people are doing it so prevalently that they have to protect themselves.
I guess so.
I hope that doesn't happen here to where we have to have dash cams because people are darting out and throwing themselves. They show them throwing themselves on vehicles.
That's possible.
It's the nuttiest thing I ever saw.
That's possible. If the vehicle is going slow enough, I suppose.
It's crazy.
But,
these videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's just, I got to say, I see kids walking into the street, whether there's a crosswalk or even a traffic light that's red for the car.
Right.
You can't trust that they are going to follow the law necessarily for any reason. You take your life in your hands when you don't look both ways as you're walking across.
This is a subject close to your heart, I guess, because you've talked about it many times.
Because I see these kids, they're usually kids, and they're looking down, and they're not looking at the stuff happening
around them. Now with the phones, it's worse.
It's awful. It's just, it happens a lot around the high school, around busy streets.
Oh, I bet. I wouldn't go near the high school after the school's out.
I blame the person that hits you, but I gotta, as much as you may be dead, I gotta blame you for not looking. And there's no excuse.
No.
So I just wanted to say, because, you know, I'm thinking, what if I were driving in a car? And all of a sudden, I shall be doing it shortly. And what if someone just walked out without looking to see if I were coming? I'm only going like 20 miles an hour. I can't stop in time for that.
Speaking of you're only going 20 miles an hour, just on the way over here listening to NPR, Boston, the city of Boston, is just passing a law about speed limit. They're going from 30 miles an hour to 25. Only 5 miles per hour. But you know why? Because you're more likely to survive a car hitting you at 25 than 30. That was mind-blowing.
In Boston itself.
Yeah.
Because, Tori, I don't know if you've ever driven in Boston. You can't go any faster than 20 miles an hour. You literally cannot.
You can weave around the back roads if you're trying to get somewhere, but that isn't even safe.
Nobody guns it within Boston.
Yeah.
You kind of can't.
And there's bicycles, and it's
you kind of can't. You kind of can't.
Right.
There's traffic, like, all the time. If there's no traffic,
you
kind of can't.
No.
There was an evacuation if there's nobody in the street.
Oh, my God. It'd be like one of those movies, evacuation from the alien movies, and they're all bumping and bumping trying to get out of
the
city.
Right,
it's never
going
to happen.
No. How can you? They have evacuation routes. And then
the signs.
Yeah. And then you figure, like, in your mind, okay, I'll get in the car and I'll follow the signs I'll be fine.
You better leave 2 weeks before.
Yes, exactly. It's like,
you better know.
Nobody else knows
crystal
this.
Crystal ball that it's going to happen.
Nobody else knows that's an evacuation route, even though it says it on the sign.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Head for higher ground. Who's going to take this road? I don't know. That doesn't work. I'll die in my car, I suppose. I don't know.
It happens. Die in car, give birth in cars. Cars are a magical thing.
Well, we spend a lot of... What? Magical, mechanical.
But, that's what I meant to say.
Right.
A bad finger, bed finger, mechanical, magical. I'm just a little dyslexic again.
Cars are a mechanical thing, you know? Mechanically delicious.
Tori. Hey, Tori was interviewed by the Boston Globe.
I'm sorry. It's a deposition.
Look at you laugh like it's a big joke. Excuse me for living. It wasn't the Wall Street Journal.
What did you do, Tori?
What did I do? My brother and I walked into the museum, the JFK Museum, last weekend.
Oh.
Well, it was Saturday, the day Castro died. So they camped out in front of the museum because they knew they'd get people that knew about Castro probably, as opposed to going to any random place and talking about Castro.
I see.
So their audience, they were kind of narrowed down. And my picture was in the paper, online, really? Internet, what do you call it? The internet page of the Globe.
Okay.
People were telling me, we saw your picture.
That's nice.
They didn't take any of my quotes down though, but they did use
the
picture. They
just show your picture.
And I had a lot of quotes, man.
People use your picture for a lot of things. I don't know what that meant, by the way.
The guy that took our picture was a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he's won 2 Pulitzer Prizes, took my picture.
Wow.
I am pretty honored by that. His name is Craig Walker, and I was very excited.
You could appear in a magazine somewhere as a common folk, but you're not common.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is.
I wish I was kind of more common.
There should be a caption under all your pictures that say, not the common one.
Not the common. And it's only the top of my head that's in the picture, too, because you want to get mostly the museum.
Oh, that's too bad.
My brother, it's a great picture, profile of him.
Oh.
But he wanted to get the museum, and I love the picture.
Right.
It's great. Even though it looks like I have really short hair, and I don't.
Yeah, no, you don't now.
But that's fine. Yeah, whatever.
Good for you. Good for you, too.
GFY. I said to my dad, I wrote down GFY. I said, Dad, what does that stand for? He said, go fuck yourself. I said, yeah, but also good for you. So you see how it works on the internet?
Yeah.
And so it's like a dig. Yeah. Good for you.
That's a great relationship you have with your father, that he's able to say this in front of you.
He swears all the time. He's like, he's got Tourette's.
My mother and father never swore in my presence ever in my entire life.
My dad can't help it. He's angry and impatient. Really? When I was a kid, he didn't swear.
Yeah.
He'd say, God damn it. That's the most I would hear.
Yeah.
Now, whatever.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, he's 84.
Yeah, let it fly.
He's done.
Well, you're old enough to take it.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't care who's around.
You're not profane.
Me?
I never hear you profane.
Only like a joke. If I have to like use an F-bomb as a joke for effect,
right.
Why not? I don't run around and abuse the language.
No, you don't.
Of course
you
not. That's for nitwits. I am judging.
Well,
I'm
going to
be judging.
Right. Good for you. She'll be judging. She's a
GFY.
One of 3 judges that is appearing. Let's talk about handouts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
I did too.
The outward saved you.
I said it rather quickly. Let's talk about handouts. There was no time for the J word.
I know. But you know what? That's my mind. It's already set in its path. So.
I mean, we can talk about the other one if you want to.
Well,
I don't have much to say about it, but.
Yeah, right. You probably have a lot to say.
Yeah, right. I don't.
Do you spend any time alone, Ron? Right.
So handouts. It's the time of year when
it is. You're not going to win with this.
I actually do it more usually during the holiday season.
It's cold. You stay inside.
It's like a gift to yourself.
What are you doing?
It's like self-gifting.
It is. Self-love.
It's okay. It's tough love.
Well, you have calluses. Could be. Then it's rough love.
Wear gloves, but that's like a condom. It's ridiculous.
Oh my
goodness.
So, handouts.
I'm coming out of Roach Brothers, both of them actually.
Is this a panhandler story?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
Sort of.
Just say panhandler.
Can't say blowjob?
No.
So, all right. So I'm looking out of the Roach Brothers, which is a supermarket.
That's the only place you go, isn't it?
It's closest to me. I don't
closest
like going
to your heart.
There. It's very expensive, and I don't care for it.
There's a lot of white people in there every time I go. It's just like Trukey's in Abington.
Fine. Yes. All right. We're breaking it down by cultures now.
It kind of is.
Okay. So I'm walking out, and there's this guy there ringing a bell. And it's a time of year for the bell ringing. And
it's a good organization. I mean, I don't want to knock the bell ringing.
Great organization.
I donate to them a lot.
I don't even know who they are.
The Salvation Army.
Okay. Don't other people kind of like, isn't Goodwill also do the bells? Or is that like, is that copyrighted? Is it copyrighted?
I wish there was a Goodwill around here because I like Goodwill, but they're in Florida and Western Mass.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's always the Salvation Army.
I think so. With the red bucket.
I never really noticed the color of the bucket. Right. But there is a kettle.
That's what I meant. Kettle.
Right.
Bucket. Kettle.
Right. And I think
receptacle.
I think they're boiling up chickens. I'm not too sure what's going on.
It
in
never
there.
Smells like that, though.
No, it doesn't, except for the person ringing the bell.
Sure.
So, but they're ringing a bell, and they're very, very nice. Happy holidays to you, and I say happy holidays too. And then this guilt thing comes over me, Tori, because not only are they saying happy holidays, which is very, very
PC.
Conniving, but. But they're also they're playing an instrument, and then I'm wondering.
Oh, the instrument! I haven't come across that one.
No, it's the bell.
Oh, that's not an instrument.
Well, sure, it is.
Well,
when you go to a little concert for Christmas with the little kids, there's someone.
But I thought you meant
bell.
There was like a guy there with like a trumpet and doing a Christmas song.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Once in a while, you see that, but not really.
I think if someone were playing the trumpet, I would probably slip him a couple of cents.
Okay.
You know, like UNICEF stuff.
Merkinsense? What do you call it?
Mercantile.
Frankincense.
Frankincense, right. That was a scary movie, by the way. It made no sense to me, though.
Bride of Frankincense?
I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
No one listened to this because you're going to be so offended. And I'm not taking emails.
No, I don't get emails. This doesn't matter.
Then tell George to stop scrolling it.
I just, I know. It doesn't work. So, playing the bell. And I'm thinking, what are you supposed to say? Man, you're good at that. I mean, what are you supposed to say to the bell?
That's quite the wrist movement you've got there. You've got that perfected. You could be funny and sarcastic. Maybe it'll make his day.
Great wrist movement. You must have great handouts.
You know, you must give great handouts. Well, you know... I dare you.
Oh, we love to poke fun at the people.
But you know what? I bet he'll take it serious. Like, why, thank you very much. They don't have a sense of humor.
No, they don't. They don't. Well, I wouldn't either if I was sitting in the cold for 6 hours ringing a bell.
Yeah, that's volunteer work, I'm pretty sure. Because, if they get paid, they got to turn their check over because it's a charity.
Yeah, I don't think they get paid to ring a bell on a stool.
Yeah. Or everyone would be doing it. Yeah, I'll go do it.
Now, I got to tell you, there are the median strip bums, let's call them.
They don't look like bums to me, man.
I know, I get it. And you talk about them frequently in your exposés.
They're walking fine. Why not work?
It's they're the walking self-employed.
They're not missing any limbs.
I call them the walking self-employed.
They really are.
Right. During the summer, during the spring, during the fall, I guffaw at them.
And guffaw.
So, some of them are probably indeed homeless. Others probably get into their expensive cars and drive away when the day's over.
I would just mock. That would be great. Can you imagine doing that?
Yeah.
There was a video of a woman doing that. She was all dressed up in fancy jewelry as a joke.
Yep.
Panhandling.
Yeah. Well, that's not funny to people.
That's why there was the joke.
Yes, but I think a lot of people probably wouldn't get it.
I love jokes like that.
Well, that's funny.
I love pranks. I'm a prankster.
During this time of year, Tori, the holiday season, if I see one of these people on a median strip, I might actually consider.
See, they're getting you. It's this time of year.
It's
the time of year.
It really is.
It really is.
Your attitude changes for
you're
me.
You're benevolent.
For me, just a little bit, not a lot, but it does.
Right. Then you stay in. Avoid that. You'll just keep your money. Just don't go out.
Order things online.
Just stay in your house.
Order things online.
It's a plague out there anyway. You're going to get sick.
Yeah.
I haven't got my flu shot yet. Oh my God, it's December. Happy December. It's a beautiful day out, by the way. Is this Indian summer?
Well, I don't know when this is. Maybe it could snow tomorrow. I have no idea. And people are listening
to this. It's going to be 70 degrees today.
We're recording this on a Friday.
And it's December.
Right.
Hello,
it's
December.
December 1st.
This is awesome.
Today's December 1st. This is when we're recording this show.
It's great.
And it is. But however, next week and toward the weekend, we're going to have temperatures down in the low 40s.
Okay.
So it will not be
I'll
so
take
pleasant.
This. You know what? Whatever I do today, it's going to be outside. It's going to be out.
Be
I will not
now.
Go inside
be
today.
Be careful now.
I'm going to stay in my yard. I'm going to rake. The leaves, man, after that rain we've had for 2 days, there's leaves everywhere. I got to start raking all over.
Wasn't the last show that you told me that raking was dangerous for you? Didn't you have something wrong with you because
my
of
elbow.
Raking?
My elbow hurts from raking.
You have raking elbow.
I have raking elbow.
Right. The great time of year that this is, though, you can be outside on a day that's almost supposed to be 60 degrees today.
It's 70. It's going to be 67.
Oh, I don't know what you're listening to.
I'm AccuWeather. Are they bullshitting me again? Because you know what? Sometimes I don't believe what they tell me because I look in my phone and it's not happening outside.
Well, because they're talking about the entire region. They're talking about pretty much
rain
Boston.
In 9 minutes. And it was 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. But rain clouds can vary greatly in their coverage. But I'm just saying there's no bees. There's no flies. There's no mosquitoes.
Right, right.
All those fuck people, things, insects.
Right, right.
Are gone.
Those pests. Good.
I wish it was the same for people, to be honest with you. But so it's really, it is pleasant to be able to sit out and not have to worry about any of that stuff.
It's a dream. It's a dream come true.
There's no pollination.
Thank you, climate change. Thank you, Al Gore. No pollination. Mm. I love these climate change things. It's warm in December. Of course, the ice caps don't like it so much, but you know, I don't live in the ice caps. When they drown me someday in a million years, it'll be too bad. But
the latest report that I heard from environmental scientists as a group, I think they meet every Tuesday at Bickford's.
They do.
They all said that we have a lifespan now on this planet of 1,000 years, and that'll be it.
I heard that. My dad poo-pooed that.
Yeah. It's tough to... Unless you open up a fortune cookie and it says that, it's really tough to figure that out.
Who of us will be here to figure, you know, we'll have to, our descendants maybe.
That's a lot of descendants.
I mean, in 3016 then? Right. How are you going to know?
Right. Well, it's bad news for Ted Williams and for Walt Disney because they plan to come back.
Right.
So maybe not good for them.
They're going to melt soon.
Yeah, but...
Well, Donald Trump appointed someone in charge that doesn't believe in climate change. So good for him.
Good.
Debunk all this science.
Silly stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy stuff. That's ridiculous.
It's cray-cray.
That's why I go into coal mines and inhale as deeply as I possibly can.
Do you bring a canary with you?
I try to. When it turns black, I know it's possibly time to leave the mine.
There's a song, Canary in a Coal Mine. Who does that? Canary in a Coal Mine.
I think you just did it.
I think it's it's a punk band or something. I wish I could remember. So people are screaming into the thing right now. It's the Smiths. It's Pixies. It's, I don't know.
It's the Smiths. It sounds like Neighbors.
That's my song,
it's
man.
Smiths across the street.
That's Big Mouth Strikes Again. That's my theme song.
How did somebody your age, and you're not all that old, but how did somebody your age get so into the music that is current? Because I can't do it.
Oh, my God. Ariana Grande. I love her music. I feel like I'm 15 then, because why am I liking this so much?
Yeah, why? What is it with you?
Her and Nicki Minaj, the new song. Side by side, side to side, side something side.
Yeah, you're supposed to not be in that era.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be bitching about it and about how great the older music was.
I love music. I love all music. Maybe except twangy country songs I don't like, or rap that I don't understand. But some rap and some country I do. So I like all genres.
I like a little bit of country if I'm feeling
blue. I love Keith Urban. He's so cute.
Right.
And he's talented. He plays all kinds of instruments. People don't even know the music he writes.
They have no concept.
But he did have a drug problem. Hey, speaking of music, I watched the American Music Awards.
Yes, I wouldn't, because I don't know who they are.
Yeah, and they were great performances. Okay, let me just tell you, 21 Pilots, Sting got a recognition. He did some songs. You would have liked the Sting thing, the Nicki Minaj song. But also, this is funny. Guess who got an award? Tim McGraw. Guess what song for?
Don't know.
Humble and Kind.
Uh-oh.
Light bulb went off. That's where the name came from. It was a country song. No wonder I didn't know, Ron. No wonder you didn't know. If we were hip into country, we would have known immediately. I would have avoided that place like the plague.
No, you wouldn't.
Humble, it's a song.
I know, but it's a concept to them.
I don't even know what the song goes or lyrics or anything. I don't need to. Doesn't matter.
Let my people go. Leave them alone. Let them roam the desert if they want to. Leave them alone.
You know,
Them look for the promised land. I don't have a thing with it, but let them find it if they want.
So that was great to watch that and see that.
Well, I'm glad that you had to watch a 3-hour show to get that revelation.
I download it and I miss no commercials.
Yeah.
I got my Bruno Mars opening the show. Mm-hmm. Kick ass.
Yeah.
You don't even know what that means.
Kick ass? Good. Of course I know what kick
Bruno
ass
Mars,
means.
Bruno Mars, man.
I've heard of him.
Good. I watched his 60-minute special the other day. It was really, really interesting.
He was on 60 Minutes?
Yeah. Yep. How he grew, he came from almost nothing, and he lived in a little shed with his father. It was so
that's
sad.
That's the way it should be.
Huh?
I think that's Trump's story, too. Or is it? No, it's Jesus. That was Jesus' story. Jesus came from nothing.
He was turned away in the manger. No, he had a manger. He was turned away at the hotel.
Can you imagine being born in a manger?
Yeah.
Raised by goats and three wise people from down the street.
Right.
And then you find out that, guess who your father is?
He's not even your father.
I know. Luke.
And then you lose a hand, and then you make sequels.
I mean, at what age do you think that Jesus found out that his father was...
You know what's funny? And this is something ongoing. If you read the Bible, and I have,
I have too, actually, believe it or not.
Right. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good book.
It's a good read.
It's called The Good Book. It's the gospel.
Which, it's not a bad book.
No, not a bad book. But it's funny because it talks about Jesus' birth, and then it skips all these years, and you see him when he's 33 or something.
Yeah.
What happened to these teenage Jesus years?
First of all, I don't know if he was the bully or he was bullied, but it was not fun. And then he went into cabinet making.
And he was a carpenter.
He was
but
a carpenter.
But he had a little temper on him for the Son of God. He's throwing things into, telling people, get out of the temple and, you know, causing a ruckus and hanging around with the whores.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate because he was a normal guy.
Yeah. Well, he was
supposed to be.
He
didn't want to hang around with the rich people. He was almost
too normal. I don't think it was a good time for him. And I don't think it was worth repeating that part in the book.
Oh.
That's not what made him famous.
Oh, so they just eliminated that.
Yeah. The Bible is quite long as it is.
Right.
Can you imagine
you
if
books.
They put Can you imagine if they put that into it as well? All the teenage years and how he always wanted to borrow the car or the chariot. I don't know what they had back then.
Interesting.
I just have trouble believing it word for word. I think they're all parables they're supposed
right.
to be.
And it was translated from many, many languages.
Yeah.
So who knows what got lost in translation?
It was a plain telephone.
Sure.
You know, little Johnny has a cold today. And then the last person, when did he die? No, he didn't die. He just has a cold.
Yeah. It's all, it's been into many languages. And
I also believe that this, you know, the burning bush thing.
Right.
I believe that it was simply someone was smoking a butt and, you know, just tossed it into the...
Did they smoke back then?
Oh, yeah.
They probably rolled their own cigarettes somehow?
They had to roll their own cigarettes.
Or did they have, like, pipes?
I don't really know. I think they just burned bushes and inhaled deeply.
Yeah.
And if I did that, I would start imagining that I was speaking to a deity as well, because you get pretty high.
Well, speaking of getting high, you know, Massachusetts, it's supposed to go into effect, the law, December 15th.
Yeah.
It's going to be delayed.
They
it's
don't,
delayed
yeah, of course,
now.
Because they know how to do it.
Yeah. It's, you know, they were sold a bill of goods with this December
15th. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Just relax, people. Relax.
The whole thing was, and look at all the casinos we have in Massachusetts. Oh, I don't know which one to go to next.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
So I'll go to none. What's about this Mohegan Sun, Ron? What are the concerts there? People go to those things.
Sure.
You drive all the way there to see what?
Well, they have Foxwoods. They have big entertainers there, too.
Okay.
It's not all that far, really.
Really?
It's like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's too far.
Well, do you ever try to get into Boston? Sometimes it can take an hour and a half.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then when it's all said and done, then I want to just go to bed. And you get all this traveling to do to get back home.
The idea is that you're supposed... Well, you can drive an hour and a half without feeling horrible. But you're supposed to gamble a little bit. That's a draw. See, these things are draws.
Yeah, man.
You know, man?
I don't want to draw.
Supposed to have a little the Swedish meatballs or something, or that's IKEA. I have no idea.
IKEA. I was told you I was there. I mentioned it on my pod that I was at IKEA.
Do you know you can literally get lost in that building and never find your way out?
Well, there's an arrow on the floor. It's going to follow the arrow.
And it leads you right back to where you were.
Oh, no. Well, I got out. I've always gotten out. Look at me. I'm sitting right here. I must have gotten out.
I couldn't get out.
Oh, my God. You're still there?
I had to call my mama.
Oh.
I couldn't get out. Where am I?
It is confusing, but I think it's so cool because it's people from all over the world. You hear their accents and their languages, and I love that.
Well, they're from Stoughton. What are you talking about?
You'd think, but you know what? They only put so many IKEAs in so many places, so this is the closest one for a lot of people, so they come from miles around.
I suppose
around.
And their Swedish meatballs? A little overrated.
Yeah, I had them once, and I don't need them anymore.
No, overrated.
Yeah, they made me a little nauseous.
Yeah, me too.
It's cafeteria food.
Me
Why
too.
Would it be great?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
That's
a furniture
not a draw.
Store.
Yeah.
Why would you eat in a furniture store? Are you kidding me?
You need that draw. You need that draw.
Why do you go there hungry?
Why do you go to Jordan's Furniture, which is a furniture outlet?
They don't have food there, right?
Well, Jordan's? They have ice cream and little movie theaters and stuff. And
do they still have a theater? Because I thought they put in an ice skating rink.
Okay, even that. Well, they put in a lot of stuff.
We want to skate at our furniture stores.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on, let's get the kids. Let's go to the furniture
However
store and go
However you
can skating.
Make a buck, huh?
That's weird. It's weird.
Everything's weird.
That's like...
Stoughton's weird.
That's like, let's go to Dairy Queen and pick up some whores. You know, it's just... Well, you could, actually.
Yeah. But they close for the winter. They always put the big sign up, machine in the spring!
How do they make any money, by the way, during the winter? I mean, they still have to pay property taxes and everything,
because
don't
they're around the country. Oh, you mean these places? It's a chain, though.
I think they're franchised.
It's like the Catholic Church. Just because one church doesn't make money, there's a big pot of church money.
But the Catholic Church doesn't have to pay taxes and all that stuff.
Oh,
but
that's brilliant.
Dairy Queen
what a
does.
Scheme.
I would open up a church and only have ice cream. That's how I would
roll,
get around
and roller skating.
Roller skating. That's correct. Because apparently those things work. We're out of time.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That wasn't the response that I thought you would give, but it is awesome.
I got things to do today. It's a nice day. And I see a cloud. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Better not, man.
That is the cloud that I have in my computer. When everything goes to the cloud, that's it.
Oh, it's not the Zoloft cloud? With a little commercial.
Well, all right, well, maybe it is in our case. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.